Today's jobs update is expected to show the pandemic unleashing a wave of layoffs like nothing we've seen before.
This didn't happen during the Depression. This didn't happen during the global financial crisis.
And what if you had a presidential primary and nobody came?
They're very much struggling to get poll workers.
The fight to keep democracy going as the coronavirus changes our lives. It is Thursday, April 2nd. I'm Mark Garrison with The Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. President Trump says he's considering halting domestic air travel between cities hit hardest by the pandemic.
I am looking at hotspots. I am looking where flights are going into hotspots. Some of those flights I didn't like from the beginning, but closing up every single flight on every single airline, that's a very, very, very rough decision.
He promised a decision soon. With passenger traffic down 90% at some major U.S. airports, the entire aviation industry is forced to make tough decisions. We're reporting exclusively that Boeing will start offering early retirement and buyout packages to workers. Top executives have said they were seeking to avoid layoffs. The company is America's biggest exporter, with a workforce of around 160,000. The weekly jobless claims report is out this morning, and it's expected to be alarming. Our labor economics reporter, Eric Morath, has a preview.
So economists are expecting another 3 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, on top of the record-setting 3.3 million the week before. These are absolutely unprecedented numbers, more than four times the previous record highs. This didn't happen during the Depression. This didn't happen during the global financial crisis. We're really in uncharted territory for this rapid of a decline in the labor force.
A Pakistani court has overturned the murder conviction of a British national for killing Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl. He was kidnapped in Karachi and killed in 2002. A new rule change by the Federal Reserve aims to make it easier for banks to extend credit to consumers and businesses. It's a little complicated, but basically it's the Fed saying super safe assets, such as U.S. Treasuries, temporarily don't count when calculating how much of a cushion the banks need to have. The idea is that if banks don't need as big a cushion, they'll lend more money, which will help the overall economy. Speaking of Treasuries, you may own some in your retirement portfolio, and they are rallying lately after some fairly rocky times. Markets reporter Caitlin Osterhoff explains what's going on.
So normally when you see Treasury yields go up, it's a sign that investors are willing to take on risk and they're feeling more comfortable about going into stocks and other areas of the market. What we saw last week was that when Treasury yields were rising, it was actually because investors needed cash, and so they were basically selling everything in a search for that. Since then, the Fed has taken actions to kind of make markets a little bit more functional. And so you have investors now being able to buy treasuries again, which is why you see yields coming down, despite whether the stock market is rallying or falling on a given day.
The Federal Trade Commission is suing Altria to unwind its $12.8 billion investment in the e-cigarette maker Juul. The FTC says the deal violates antitrust laws by bringing together two companies that compete. Altria says it's disappointed with the regulator's decision and will defend the deal. Juul declined to comment. Right after a short break, how to hold a presidential election in a pandemic. West Virginia is the latest state to shift its primary calendar because of the pandemic, pushing the vote nearly a month forward from its original May 12th date. Governor Jim Justice says the change will make it easier for voters and poll workers.
I want this to be the biggest turnout of all time, you know, because all of us should treasure the opportunity and the privilege to vote, and I want us to just have that opportunity And by moving this, it will give us a lot better chance to do so.
One state says it still plans to move ahead. Wisconsin is set to hold its primary as scheduled on Tuesday, but there are court challenges. Journal National Political Reporter John McCormick spoke with our Charlie Turner about how the coronavirus is scrambling the presidential election.
How will the state conduct the election? And what can Wisconsin residents who do go out to vote expect when they show up at the polls?
Yeah, they're very much struggling to get poll workers. I mean, they've had thousands of poll workers already tell them that they don't plan to work. they are also recording record numbers of absentee ballot applications, many, many times what they would normally see. So this is primarily going to be a vote-by-mail election with, you know, some folks showing up at polling places. But, you know, in many jurisdictions, you know, if they might typically have seven polling places in a particular community, seven different precincts, they're consolidating those into literally one polling place just because they don't have enough workers. The governor has announced that he's going to call out the National Guard to potentially help staff these polling places. But there won't be enough of those folks even to make up, you know, what would typically be done by the traditional poll workers.
Let's talk about the primaries in general. Outside of Wisconsin, it seems like the race is in limbo because of the coronavirus. What's the status of upcoming primaries? How many states have delayed them?
Yeah, it's very much on hold. It's sort of the primary has been paused here because of the crisis. And I believe at last count, we're at more than a dozen that have been pushed back, most of them into early June, but some continue on into mid-June or even late June.
Have states made options available, such as online voting and voting by mail?
Yeah, I mean, there has been a huge expansion of vote by mail, and there's obviously a lot of calls nationally to provide more funding to the states for vote by mail systems and those transitions. But it's not an easy transition to make, and it's especially not an easy transition to make midstream. You know, in Wisconsin, we are seeing a massive growth in requests for absentee ballots from people who don't want to go to the polls because they may not feel safe there. But it does take time to transition these electoral systems.
Discuss the state of the race at this point. How strong is Joe Biden's position?
We're calling Mr. Biden the likely Democratic nominee. I mean, it's mathematically possible for Senator Sanders to still win, but he would have to win an average of 63% of all delegates going forward in all of these contests. And because of the way the Democratic Party allocates convention delegates on a proportional basis, that would be a really difficult thing to do. That said, because the primary has sort of been put on hold here, Mr. Biden can't mathematically win the nomination until sometime in June. So we're sort of in this limbo where he certainly appears to be the likely nominee, but he isn't mathematically assured of that until all of these primaries that would have normally been held in April and May are finally ultimately held, we think, in June.
Well, the coronavirus pandemic could impact this summer's Democratic convention. What have candidates said about holding the convention?
Yeah, well, it ultimately is the Democratic National Committee's call and the Republican National Committee's call. President Trump has so far said absolutely he will not be canceling his party's convention in Charlotte, North Carolina in late August. But the Democratic convention in Milwaukee comes much earlier. It's 42 days earlier, and so those decisions will have to be made sooner. Former Vice President Biden said in an interview on MSNBC on Tuesday night that he just didn't think it was practical, probably, for the convention to be held either when it is currently scheduled or in the format that it would normally be. So he's already suggesting, as somebody who's likely going to be the nominee and who would have a lot of say into how the convention is structured, that it'll either have to be pushed back or it will be streamlined. Perhaps there'd be some kind of virtual voting. It'd be a much smaller gathering than would traditionally be held.
Wall Street Journal national political reporter John McCormick. Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you.
Finally, many of us are working from home right now. That may mean repurposing a kitchen table as a desk. At the Journal, it includes throwing blankets over our heads to muffle the background noise as we record our podcasts. But if your job is NBA superstar, working from home requires very particular gear. We spoke to Steph Curry the other day, and it turns out the Golden State star didn't have a basketball hoop at his house. So his wife ordered a driveway goal so he could keep his legendary shot in championship form. Curry said assembly was trickier than he planned, but he managed to set it up in about 5 hours. Like a lot of us, he says he misses leaving the house and his coworkers. We are here to answer your questions about the coronavirus pandemic. Call 315-992-8255. 8298 and leave your question on our voicemail. We will have our reporters and experts get you answers. And that is What's News for this morning. We'll be back with another updated podcast this evening, and we will keep covering the pandemic and other stories on WSJ.com and our app. I'm Mark Garrison with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.